The internet is custom made for enhancing a direct marketing strategy. The tools are relatively inexpensive yet incredibly powerful. Reams of data can be gathered. Sample tests can be easily sent to targeted audiences and the results measured. In fact, everything can be tracked and measured. It's a marketer's dream. Of course, you have to know what you're doing and how to do it most effectively, or use the services of someone with that know-how. I caught up with Dan Rose of Precision Dialogue at the eMarketing for Entrepreneurs event last week. Dan and his associate Marcy Hauer had just given a great presentation loaded with tips and techniques about marketing online. You may remember Dan from when he co-founded Vantage One. He's one of those guys that we take for granted in the region. If he was traveling in from the coast, there'd probably be a lot of hoopla that he was coming to town to speak. But the packed room at his and Marcy's presentation last week demonstrated that while the hoopla might not have been there, the savvy attendees knew what to sign up for. In this interview, Dan follows up on a few key areas of direct marketing online.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
We're speaking with Dan Rose of Precision Dialogue. Dan, we're here at the eMarketing for Entrepreneurs session today, and you just gave a really great presentation. A couple of questions on it. You gave the advice to niche thyself. What do you mean by that?
Well, Dan, as we were talking just prior to this interview, you have niched yourself, and so maybe we should use you as the guinea pig or as the example. I think you've really carved out a unique market for yourself. I know that you're involved with a variety of different areas still in a lot different mediums, but as you were telling me, you've niched yourself into some very specific markets. You used an example of the Armenian Cleveland market. That's a great niche to be communicating and networking to, and I got to imagine you don't have a lot of competition there. So the thought is, in principle, challenge yourself, challenge the offerings that you have, the services, the products, to focus narrower and focus on doing it extraordinarily well, even if you have cut your market size by half or even in some instances 95%. You still will find yourself not only more profitable, but emerging from the mass of competitors in any particular market space because you truly have carved out a unique niche, a unique offering or a product.
That just seems so counterintuitive to everything we've always thought, to go for the biggest markets possible, and that's just not the way anymore.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And one example we gave in this presentation, Dan, was because of the ubiquity of the internet now and e-commerce, it is so easy for the customer and the prospect market to very efficiently and very quickly find alternative providers of either your service or your product or variants of your service and a product. So you really need to find a unique selling proposition, a unique niche, a unique sort of offering that stands out relative to anyone else that's offering something similar.
Now, along the same lines, you spoke about segmentation, you know, some of the sending and targeting strategies. There's more than one right message to send out, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true. I got to believe to anyone that's listening to this message, if you found the podcasting that Dan has available, Dan Hansen here, then you get this. But the idea in general is it's not one message to all. That is very old media model. It is unique messaging to the different customer segments or prospect segment points or buckets that you have put together. Why? Because your lift rates are higher, the relevancy and accuracy and the personalization of that message is clear, and your conversion rates are going to be higher as a result.
You warned people in the session to not ever market online until you do this first. What's that first thing?
Well, that's a tough answer in the 30 seconds that you're looking for, because we just spent an hour doing that, but it's really the principal fundamentals of direct marketing. So it's going back to direct marketing 101. Understanding who your audience is. Understanding what that unique value proposition is. As we had just spoken about, challenging yourself to niche yourself and sort of position yourself away from the rest of the competition. Measuring and tracking absolutely everything. There's a cycle of about a dozen different sort of basic fundamental principles of direct marketing you should look at. And then be doing online and using the newer technologies and the quote-unquote web 2.0 type technologies. But don't get trapped in the technology for technology's sake. Just first look at direct marketing principles.
And the whole e-marketing space lets us really measure and gather a lot of data, but just having that data isn't necessarily useful. What do we do with all that?
Well, you're right. We need to analyze it and then convert it into something that will be actionable for us. So, for example, if we can look at, I'll use a really simplistic example, if people are buying information on certain days of the week, and we know that from trending, looking backwards at maybe 6 months of data, perhaps we're incenting audiences to buy on other days. Or if they're buying certain products from us, perhaps we're bundling other products that with those products that they are buying to try to upsell or to cross-sell with them. We're looking at the information and the user experiences that people are giving to us. Each time we're sending out a communication, no matter what the channel is, if it's online, we have the ability to capture what our customer or prospect audience are doing, whether or not they're clicking through, whether they're downloading information, whether they're opting into certain bits of information. And now we need to monetize that. What can we find in actionable items that will allow us to better utilize that information the next time we communicate to them? Let's narrow that that content and that message to them the next time we speak.
Well, listeners, you can find a lot more information, including white papers, free to download at precisiondialogue.com. And Dan, can we invite our listeners to visit your site next May for the special Elvis invitation?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for the plug. We are giving away a trip to Las Vegas in celebration of a significant new client that we have landed in that market, and looking at offices opening there. And so we are encouraging people, check out the site and register to win between May 15th and June 15th. You can receive a lot of free information in terms of the white papers and best practices, etc. But we'll be drawing weekly winners, and it'll culminate with a free weekend trip for two all expenses paid to Vegas.
Okay, so you find some great information on precisiondialogue.com, and also maybe you get a chance to go to Vegas. We've been speaking with Dan Rose today. Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.